Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 50 years running radio station and radio show, oldest in Australia. Good morning to the whole gang.
Morning, Mike.
Morning, Free Tree. So how was your Easter break, my friend?
Mate, it was lovely.
Did you smash the chocky eggs?
Absolutely. A little bit too many, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't want to.
But
be...
you wouldn't expect that from me, would you?
No, we all love an egg. No one can knock back an egg. And we've got, as per usual, we got the Sparrow.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, your little crew would have smashed plenty of eggs.
They did. I didn't have one egg, but I did have those Cadbury's hot cross buns. You have one of them?
Oh man.
That was amazing.
Toasted.
Yeah.
A heap of butter.
Butter. Butter's the key. And it was brilliant. But no eggs.
You've got to have the ones with the sultanas. I'm not a fan of the chocolate and all that in there and all that fancy hippie shit. You know what I mean?
I'd smash both, I don't really care.
It's better than the cold cross buns that we got dropped off.
Mate, that's low, isn't it?
That's low.
It's just a cross bun, isn't it?
100%.
Yeah.
So, lower in a snake's asshole. Oh, my God.
So did you get up too much over the break?
I just... hung around town, enjoyed the lovely weather. It was good weather, so.
It was, actually.
Yeah. Made the most of it.
Went away for a couple of days, and then got back and watched Geelong lose by a point, which is not ideal.
Well, at least Carlton lost.
Oh, that's the only saving grace, isn't it?
We go for the Bombers.
Carlton and Essendon.
They're trying to burn the joint down at the moment.
Yeah.
So
it's not a good time to be a bomber. Let's put it that way.
And it is good having that break, though, isn't it? Like with your family and all that.
You do not want to lose that because that's what the bosses want. But mate, that's their time to reset, bit of family time, bit of whatever time If you don't have family, golf, whatever you're into, it's your time.
100%. I'll tell you what I had. Good Friday. I hadn't had it for a long time. Smoked cod. I love it.
Yeah, right.
Bit of fish.
Where from?
Bit of white sauce. Got it from Coles, the supermarket.
Sunny Footscray.
Made it myself.
I thought you would have fished it out of the Marvin on yourself.
No one's eating that out of there. Please. So, moving right along. It's been a short week, but we do have
It has been a very short week, which is good.
Seems like around the city and that, seems like the work's picking up. We've got Built kicking off one, a shape job. In the middle of corner of Elizabeth and Betrobe, above the Metro Tunnel
State Library Tunnel thing
exit, it's above. So I think that's like $350,400. So that should be kicking off this week. So I think there's a few other ones starting off as well. Maven's about to kick off Melbourne Central, which is a $100 million job. So that'll be good for our members. Also, I think Multiplex is
looking pretty good for a few.
They're about to kick off on the student accommodation.
Escape job near.
the student Queen Vic. So there's a bit. There's a bit. Which seems to be rolling out.
They were just waiting on all the services to be moved, which that they weren't part of. But they actually got moved pretty quick, didn't they?
Yeah.
Considering, you know.
And there's a few. Like, there's a few big jobs coming. So
a lot of demos coming up, which is a positive sign.
A lot of the big crane companies, tower crane companies, are telling me that a lot of their cranes are all going to be out.
Which is good.
That's always a good sign.
Sign a lot of work. Same as if the earth diggers are pretty big, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Hopefully this petrol is just all scare tactics, you know?
Exactly.
We don't want everything to slow down. If jobs get put on hold, we do not want that.
Just double down and go harder.
Yeah, I was talking to a builder yesterday, and they were saying that a lot of the jobs, like, they're saying to the people they're tendering, the developers, like, hey, we're putting in a clause where if the fuel and all these things, products go up, then we're not liable. Because like, I think they were talking about the price of conjured going up 40%, which I still can't understand.
No. Petrol's gone up a dollar, really, realistically, hasn't it? Yeah, a dollar a litre.
Yeah, but you would have, like, they'd have conjured, they're selling 40% dearer, but made it beforehand. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure recent midis have not sold out of all their stock.
No,
same as like petrol. We've got 90 days supply, but how come we're paying $3 now?
Yeah,
we're still in the old supply.
Yeah, it's a combination of a lot of people panic buying, combination of the government have no clue what they're doing, stuff like that. There, it's just all coming.
And where's the ACCC watching this price game?
Exactly, right?
Where are they?
Yeah. Everyone's getting their whack. But the other thing is, too, like the builder I was talking to, during COVID, like, the prices went through the roof. They never come back down on the price.
No, that's the problem. It's like the banks, interest rates drop. They don't drop the interest rates straight away, do they? You know?
No.
But when they go up, it's that within the hour.
Exactly right.
And like we said, we had an MIT professor come out in support of the union saying the price of all these big build jobs is because of the price of material and all that. It's gone up. Like, I think, talking to the bloke yesterday, concrete's already gone up $40 a cube more. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, and that's a massive increase.
That's huge. Well, and the price of steel and all that sort of stuff.
Just for the concrete alone?
Yeah.
And let's be honest, this Watson's $15 billion. It's never been substantiated. It's just his opinion.
Yep.
It's just his opinion. Like,
it could have been 30, though, apparently.
It could have been 30. It
could have been one. Could have been none.
Could have been nothing.
Yeah. Like, and people think it's true.
Yeah.
And, like, you keep hearing, like, you know, we're like, we've robbed the public. You know, workers, just because they're getting paid a decent wage and condition, which most of these jobs are started to stimulate the economy because it's proven that construction workers, you know, we're good, but we're shit at we love spending money. If we get we spend it. The community gets it. That's just the way it is.
Do you remember the narrative before COVID? Scott Morrison and all the Liberals, all CFMU, all scumbags, bikies and drug dealers. As soon as COVID hit, we're all essential workers. We've gone from being scumbags to being essential workers overnight.
And
we need them. We need them to work. We need the money.
Dropped to 25%, but not on government jobs.
Yeah.
How hypocritical is that? What, you don't get COVID when you work on a hospital?
Right?
Yeah. Please.
And we helped get everyone through COVID. The economy.
We helped everyone get through COVID. We do a hard job, and
all the old exec work very hard to keep us working through.
Do you know what's ridiculous at the moment? Melbourne City Council, you know, they're dealing with a job in town. They don't want jobs, a major road stop during the week. So now if you want to put a tower crane up, you can only do it on a Sunday. You know what I mean?
But that'll change next month.
That'll change next month. Yeah. You know what I mean? The job's completely empty. The builder wants to put it up, but he can't put traffic on the road because the answer was everyone had a bit of PTSD with the metro tunnel and all the traffic work, so the people in the community are blowing up about all the road stoppages, so you can't stop a road to put a tower crane up for 2 days.
Yeah, and there's a tower crane going up in town, I think it's in Sparrows area, and where the job is, it borders on two councils.
Oh, yeah.
So one council is like, no worries, you can have it all shut down.
Go for it.
Shut the roads down, keep the public safe. The other council's like, no, well, we don't care. We want to keep the road open. So the public on one side of the street is safer than the people on the other side of the street. What's the difference? You know what I mean? It's just, it beggars believe what their thinking process is. And I'd love to know what they're getting paid.
It's just people justifying their job.
Exactly.
You know? 100%. But jobs and I get it. You don't want every job stopped, every road stopped. But when you're putting a central thing in like a tower crane, it's safer for the public.
Not to be around.
Yeah. And they can do it slowly in hours. They've got to stop the roads to do some of these things.
100%.
And it's not when we're talking stop the road, they just we're talking put traffic control on one lane. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's making it as safe as possible for the public who don't actually engage in that space.
Yeah.
All right, we can look after as much as we can in the perimeter of where the job is, but then the people on the outside, you're not accounting for the tourist who's just down from Sydney for the weekend, and he doesn't know any. He's just walking past through thinking it's open, and then he gets hit by a bolt or something or whatever it may be, you know?
And they fought, and they don't realise the pressure they put the lads do that work under. You know, they've got to work on Sundays, they've got to do it at night, out of hours, and do maintenance and all this because they're not getting access to the jobs. And where they have access, you're saying they can't do it because you don't want traffic control.
Like, 100%. Like, you just hang them by a harness in the middle of the boom trying to put pins in.
Just put another bike lane in, mate.
We've been building Melbourne for how many years? You know, like, surely we can, you know, get to a point where it works and makes sense. You know what I mean?
And the poor riggers aren't working out of hours all the time.
So that's that one. What else? Oh, big thing coming up too. We have the
big announcement.
The 20th of July, at 12 o'clock, the Leveson Hotel, 46 Leveson Street, North Melbourne. The Concrete Gang will be on 50 years. We've got a heap of stuff planned. We've got bands and
door prizes
and raffles. And
you never get a bad meal at the Leveson. Nah.
The key to any good sort of thing you want to do, start with a good venue, and you've hit it nail on the head.
With icy cold.
Oh, good. You never have a bad meal, never have cold.
Bad beer.
Bad beer. Staff there are excellent.
Yeah.
So, they go above and beyond. So
they're going to open up for the RDO. They normally close, so he's going to open up for us. So
special opening for the Concrete Gang.
Yep.
And it's 50 years, and we've all brought the tickets, and we're going to continue doing all that. Come down and celebrate 50 years. And it's been a long, long time since we've had a proper do. You know what I mean? We've had a few where we sort of, was during COVID.
Yeah, we had to sort of half-ass them because we couldn't organise.
So we've got a good lead-in. We're going to have some good stuff. We're going to do an invite out to all the retired members. We're going to do a mail out to all the retired members. We're going to go have meetings with the other unions, and we're going to...
Big raffles,
big prizes, and we're going to have a crack of a day.
Yeah.
So, and a bit of fun
celebrations,
and we're hoping to raise some money as well. Probably we're going to look at helping out the Pacifica boys raise some money for the homeless as well.
Big joint venture,
and we also are getting more t-shirts in and jumpers. We're nearly sold out, so that'd be good. But you know, all money raised goes, you know, Concrete Gang and 3CR help us keep the show on the road.
So 20th of July,
20th of July, 12 o'clock on the RDO. So
get around it. Get involved.
Nothing better than getting drunk on an RDO.
Tickets will be out through your shorts.
Yeah, through your shorts. The posters will be going out. We're getting all that stuff made, and then it will be going
out. Be out the next few weeks.
There's a vicious rumour going around that there's going to be some sort of dance floor set up, and the old gorilla might be doing the old two-step. Is that true?
Oh, might be.
A possible karaoke machine getting broke out.
Well, I know two gentlemen down at Port Melbourne could possibly do that. The skinny and a duet between the skinny and the gorilla.
And then we have the renditions of
Just don't give Warren the microphone. One day event could turn into five. So, and we're gonna have all the old gang there: Warren, Buzzer, you know, Gorilla, all the boys. So
the chief will be there.
The chief, Dale, the boys.
Downward dog action.
Also, I was cleaning up my garage the other day, and I found a couple of old magazines from back in the day, and it was Concrete Gang from like 10 years ago, like 12 years ago, and there's just, you want to see the gorilla, mate? He was looking sharp out there.
Were you saying he doesn't kneel?
No, that's a bit.
You set it up, me, mate. Put it this way: he's not sitting on a park bench now for no reason, mate.
He wouldn't be saying that when he was in the seat, though, would he?
100%, 100%, I wouldn't, mate.
So. Oh, well, it should be a cracker of do. We need to have these dudes. This is about bringing the union and getting back to some normality. I know we're under administration and, you know, it's a bit of a shit sandwich, but we're working through it. But, you know, we've got the key point of this union and getting back to the basics is getting people together and having a bit of fun, a bit of laugh for the stewards, a bit of laugh for the rank and file. We're a rank and file driven union, and we want everyone to come there and have a bit of a laugh.
Not so serious all the time.
And if you haven't told your partner, you just say it's a work day.
I'm going to work.
Come and hang out with the Concrete Gang.
That's why a lot of them like that. I'm going to work.
Believe it. They've got us working Monday.
We've got to work on the RDO.
These animals are making us work Monday.
We'll cut to a track. We'll go to Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire.
What a cracking song. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
What a
good song.
So the Minister of Death, what do we got?
All right, so unfortunately this week we had another death in the industry. Luke Haley, Irish bloke, was one of our members, worked for Custom Clad. He was also part of St Kilda Celts community and that there. He passed away on Monday, so the details are still coming through now. We're not 100% sure about everything yet. Obviously, possibility he's going to be getting repatriated back to Ireland. Before they maybe, or they might have a service beforehand. We're not 100% sure, but yeah, our thoughts and.
Only young bloke too, wasn't he?
He's only 27, like that. You know.
Yeah, so.
So unfortunately, yeah. But our thoughts and prayers with his family. So it's another
condolences from the Concrete Gang. And
another sad notice we have to give out. But unfortunately, that's the job, isn't it?
And just condolences to the family. And if you do have or know of any members that pass away, can you contact the office and just let them know at the office? Because if we don't know, we like getting it out there because, you know, long-term members and all that. And people want to, if we can get the message out that, you know, their funerals and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, condolences to the family.
Yeah. And, like, obviously we're going around doing all the normal stuff, obviously, when this sort of thing happens, you know, making sure all compliances and all were paid up. In his case, everything was paid up, which is great, you know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, in other cases we've dealt with in the past, insurances haven't been paid, stuff hasn't been paid, and that makes a big difference whenever it comes to these sort of things, you know?
100%. And the other thing, while we're on that too, take the opportunity through the union to get a free will kit and, you know, and also make sure with CBUS and all that, because a bit of money, make sure you got a binding nomination and, you know, I know, you don't think of it at the time, you're like, I'm bulletproof, that's never going to happen to me, but it just, if something does go wrong, it takes 5 minutes, or it takes a bit of time to do, but it saves the family a whole lot.
It softens the blow for the family in a shit time. Mean?
And it's not that hard. It's like
I reckon you get it done in 15 minutes.
On CBUS, I think you can do it on the app, change your nominee, so.
Yeah, you have a blue with someone, you can just get on the app and get rid of them.
Yeah. Drop them.
Give CBUS a call. There's plenty of coordinators around that. They're always willing to chop.
Just don't look at your CBUS account.
Get Buzzer a call now. He loves it. He loves it when you call.
Have a good chat to him before Donald Trump makes another announcement. Nosedives your super.
You're super.
I tell you what, you got to give it to Donald Trump. He is the throw off king, isn't he? Like, everyone, I'm blowing the shit out of Iran, and I've messed up the Strait of Hormuz and Hormuz, and the world's in crisis, and I've upset everyone, and I'm a grub, and I've done all this stuff, but you know, I just put a man on the moon.
Yeah,
let's go look at the moon landing. You know,
the far side, not the normal side, the far side of the moon.
The moon. What a goose.
Yeah. Because that's going to change their lives, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You know? Don't worry about the price of fuel going up, the cost of materials not going up, which we'll probably get the blame of.
Give
it 6 months, the cost of building's gone through the roof because of the CFAB.
If you ask that goose that was out the front of our office the other day, who was that?
Oh, Greg Cheeseman. What a Cheeseman.
What a name.
What a name.
What was that Cheeseman. What was that Sheila was there as well?
Moira Deeming.
Oh, please.
Well, our concierge needs to lift his game. Oh, I mean, Jesus.
He's in the scallywag.
He's in the scallywag potential, is he?
100%.
Letting these randoms come out and have a dig at us for having a day off for Anzac Day.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the world shouldn't be grubs and have a day off as well.
Yeah.
You don't even have the Australian flag up. Like, please.
Done more for working class people. That union's done more for working class people than she can ever dream of doing.
Yeah.
Shouldn't she worry about not getting kicked out of her own party?
Yeah.
She's been getting rolled by her party like on the regular, like, and she's worried about us. Maybe worry about your own job. An old mate, that other One Maybe Nation, whatever he is.
Work he's on some even, policies.
He's not even an elected official. And he's walking around with his... He had the cheapest fucking blazer on. with the wife beater on underneath. Has he dressed up for this, has he?
He dropped in the same minis. He got the mini store.
Here's these grabs. Taking the money. You should be out working and building things. Like, mate, I don't think you understand how it actually works. It's costing a fortune. Well, we pay for our own RDOs, by the way. Right. So,
how was that?
Maybe learn what you're actually talking about before you go and insult people.
How was that moron? He popped up in my Facebook feed, and I don't know what's there that's happening, but... That Matthew guy bagging us about it, hanging out with criminals and gangsters. We all remember what? Lobster with a lobster with a mobster.
With a mobster.
We all remember that. You know what I mean? But what, CVMU gangster. Well, hang on, mate.
That googly-eyed prick.
Oh, 100%.
Remember? what were you doing at the restaurant, Matthew? And that's the way he talks. Hey, Matthew, Matthew, you're yelling again, Matthew. Please don't yell at me, Matthew.
They're gone broke, haven't they? The Lobster Cape.
I think so.
Davey Hawkins stopped going and they're gone under.
So
he went there. Oh no, I was just at a separate dinner. Yeah, trying to get money in the form of donations for the Liberal Party.
Yeah, that's right.
And they don't care who they get them off.
So you're actually accusing us of something you've actually done. So
and we got to get into Scalabase. But what about that Nick McKenzie? Isn't he just a grub the way he goes about things? You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh mate, going after a bloke in war. I mean, please, just stick to your lane. Fib teller.
Spoofer.
him. We've also got Cremer playing up again.
Oh, Cremer, please.
We used to have a really good site manager on a job. He's gone to Queensland.
Yep.
A new one stepped in, had all these procedures, deals in place, you know, not deals, but just, you know, structures in place, and he's trying to move the goalposts probably 3 weeks in. So Cremer playing up again, you know, they give you a word on something and just renege on it as soon as they can. So
tell you what, there's a lot of Sookie Lala's are going to get full. A lot of these, because we're coming up to EBA talks, all these builders are sooking about everyone in the sun, aren't they? Oh,
well, I'll tell you, it wouldn't be sooking Cremer, because the price of concrete's gone up. They own a concrete plant, you know,
and a quarry apparently.
And a quarry, allegedly.
is that another segment opening up?
That's a bit touchy.
Is that another guest speaker coming in there?
We might have to get him on the line. See if what he's got.
I tell you what. I know the Israeli grubs are bombing Lebanon. The old Lebs, they'll dig in. Like,
they can hold a grudge.
They can hold a grudge, them lads. So,
yeah.
All right, we better cut in the scallywags. Who we got?
Oh, so
we got
Cremer. Cremer again.
Cremer, for sure.
Matthew Guy.
McKenzie.
Matthew Guy.
Matthew Guy.
And who's the other two?
Those two at the front.
Maura Deeming and Greg Cheeseman.
Haven't we got a low life lineup here this week?
Possibly our concierge.
Oh, Murray.
We could be back in the whole field here.
Murray.
He's slipping, mate. He let him open the door and take photos. And
he's not security, he's a concierge.
Yeah, that's why I called him the concierge.
Yeah, sweet. So
maybe he's looking at the fridge.
Someone was trying to get the keys to the fridge.
So who are we going with for Scallywag out of that gang?
I'm going Cremer. Cremer again.
Yeah, Cremer. Good. Yeah. You always got to have.
And they had the audacity to want to work over the RDO.
Sookie Lala.
Cremer.
Cremer. Yeah, would you believe it? Who's back in again?
Cremer.
We go on the daily double with Cremer.
Yeah, and Icon have come to their senses at pit lane. They've got a reputable concreter in there now. So,
very good.
Yep.
Well, there you go. If that wasn't the Barney Rubble,
but the job hasn't started, so there's more to come.
All right, so we got early Cremer. Well done.
So just obviously going Cremer, Sookie Lala, Scallywag. They're going the daily double. Yeah. And just a reminder: the 20th of July at 12 o'clock, Leveson Hotel, Concrete Gang pull up.
Best function in town.
Get there. Get the word out. The tickets will be coming out soon. Get more merch. We really want to ramp this one up. It's going to be bigger than Ben Hurts, 50 years. And everyone who listens and everyone who's helped the show forever and a day needs to come along. We want to, make it. It's something to celebrate. We've got to do that.
Yep.
Bring your family. Bring your friends.
And just before we go, if anyone's looking for stuff on Facebook Marketplace, you can call the office directly and ask for Martin Murphy.
Marketplace Murphy. His prices are a bit elevated, but we can negotiate.
The Strait of Hormuz is still closed.
I think he's put a tonnage rate on some of his gear.
Yeah.
So we better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And good morning from the Concrete Gang.
I was hanging out in Sydney and I was going down. I'd done too many parties, my money was running out. Then I met an old man who lived all alone. He had two dogs for company, that's all he owned. He was saving his pension for a one-way fare. Said when he had enough, he was getting out of there. I said, really, what are you gonna do? He smiled and said, there's good light in broom. I went out to Western Queensland, working in the sheds. Met a girl in Quilpie, and we got wed. Moved up to the Gulf, had our firstborn. We were living in a caravan, I was working on the prawns. I came home from a stormy sea. She'd up and gone, left a note for me. On it she wrote, I'm sick of you. That's when I felt there's a good light in room. Good light in room, and I'll be there soon. I know exactly what I'm gonna do. Sit on the beach, stare at the moon. Haven't you heard there's good light in room? I hit it down south, couldn't take the hint. Saw a lot of pubs, I had a lot to drink. I was running pretty ragged, I didn't hardly eat. I was thinking about her and what she did to me. There was a road and a hairpin bend. Then I woke up in a hospital bed. How do you feel? Said a voice in the gloom. I gave the answer. There's good light in broom. I went trucking out of Melbourne, back and forth to Perth. Didn't take long, and it seemed like a curse. My eyes were on the road, but my mind was somewhere else. When I pulled in to a Nullarbor roadhouse, waitress came over and she's there looking at me. She asked me how I was, I said, a bit ordinary. She said I thought that might be a tune.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.